are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Welcome to the chain.
We're your hosts. I'm Kendall Landreth.
And I'm Sarah Schauer. And this is the BCC Club, where every week we review a weird part of the internet. And what are we talking about this week?
Today we're talking about something that I did not know what it was. And I'm very excited. It's called the Miami Curse.
And that's the informal name. It probably goes by many names. But it's that thing of where you travel to Miami with a group of friends and then everyone returns home not friends.
I've only been to Miami with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And then my...
Oh, no, it's not even specifically Miami.
Oh,
it's just
I see.
Miami, because Miami's the popular one where everyone's like, all the hotties go.
I mean, Miami makes sense to me. I think Miami is cursed in general. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. I've been to Miami, and I recently went to Miami with my girlfriend.
Yes.
We didn't break up, but I met a lot of people I didn't like there. That's what I'll tell you. Have I ever gone on a vacation and left?
With like a friend, and maybe you stayed together, and it just like, we shouldn't have traveled together.
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still young, though. I could experience it soon.
That could be because you're like easygoing.
I think I'm a very easygoing travel partner.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty much like whatever you want to do. Like, I feel like if you're like, I really want to go here, I'm like, let's do it. If you were like, even if we were in Tokyo and you were like, I need to take a day to sleep, I would be like, that's totally fine. Like, I truly I'm pretty chill travel partner. So I think the only time it's never caused me to be like, we can't be friends anymore.
Yes.
There's been a couple times where I've traveled with a very like, not a type A traveler, because I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. I don't mind someone who knows what they want, but someone who just is going to complain no matter what
do.
And I think I've struggled with the past because my girlfriend is such a planner. So my girlfriend plans everything. And I've felt frustrated in the past when it's like they've planned the thing.
Yeah.
And then people on the trip are being like, where are we going? What is it? But they've planned nothing. Like, it's not like my girlfriend's like controlled the trip and has been like, we're doing this and this. My girlfriend's just been like, hey guys, I have this thing planned. Like, if we want to go here, you're welcome to join. You don't have to. And then they come and they're like, what is this restaurant? I want to go to do this thing. I'm like, you know what I mean? They're just like complainers.
Yeah.
That pisses me off, but doesn't make me break up. Friend with someone.
I hate when people try to bond with you through complaining. Unless we're all trapped in an elevator, then be like, it's getting hot.
Yeah.
But like, if it's like, oh my gosh, like the towels are like damp, like a little bit. And like, I only used one. So it's like, you know, did someone dry their hands? It's like, oh my God, you've got to zoom out. But like, I hate when the person who plans the most gets the most shit.
Yes,
because most of you are indecisive.
Yes.
We wouldn't do nothing if it was up to you.
Well, that's the thing, because my girlfriend plans. My girlfriend loves to plan. And I've been a million times, I've been like, are you sure you like planning? Because I can help plan. I don't want to put it all on you. But they're like, no, they do it for fun. Like, they plan people's vacations who they don't even know. They love doing it.
Yeah.
But they're very nice about, like, they'll, for example, for my birthday, a couple years ago, we went to Vegas. They were like, do you want like a chill trip or like a packed trip with a lot of stuff? And I was like, I kind of want a chill trip. Like, I want to do a lot of time by the pool. I want to just relax. So they're like, great, we'll do that. Also, they like ask if they want them to plan stuff. And I'm like, yeah, I do want you to plan stuff. And then they'll send out like an itinerary to people.
Yeah.
People who have literally not even looked at where we're going. They don't know what is going on. And then like, oh my God, this looks awesome. Yeah, we'll do. And all of it is like, if you want to do this, you're welcome to join. We're going to do this, but whatever. And I feel like then Jordan ends up getting shit from people.
Yeah.
Because whenever someone wants to complain, which if you're on a 5-day vacation, someone's going to complain about something. It's always like directed at them, or it's just things that they're not thinking about, where they'll be like, this restaurant's not very good. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, who do you think picked it out?
Oh.
Who also has done everything else? And also who, like, why do you need to be like, as if they're ranting to my girlfriend as like a, we don't know who picked out this, like, who did, who picked out this, like, museum we just went to? Like, that was boring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not type A, but I'm type A's second in command. So anytime someone's, like, complaining way too much and they've contributed nothing, I just, like, I'm like, shut up.
And, well, that's, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
I totally understand. You just, like, if I'm, if I plan to go somewhere at 8 o'clock, I was raised in a military household. I will be there by 8. And I hate that thing of, like, being at a pregame and everyone, it's like 7:45 and everyone's like, who's getting the Uber? If the conversation takes more than 5 minutes, I'm getting the Uber for myself and I'm going there myself.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, I, you have to, also, sorry, but circling back to the type A person, you can't, if you put in no effort, you have, you should not be complaining.
Yes, I like am 100, that, because I feel like that's how I am, where I'm like, I don't plan. I mean, if someone needed, I don't know. I'm a normal, I'm not like, I don't do anything, but I don't, I'm not a planner. I if I was traveling by myself to another country, I would like book the hotels and then probably not plan anything else. Like, I'm not a huge planner. But I also, once again, have zero expectations.
Yeah.
So I think there's some people who don't want to do any planning and then they arrive in like wherever they're traveling to and they're like, well, wait, are we going to do this? Are we going to do this? Like, what about this? I don't want to do that. And it's like, I feel like I don't plan, but I also literally, you could, we could be in London and you could be like, we're going to a Six Flags United Kingdom. And I'd be like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's the same thing when like someone is like, what do you want to eat? I feel like there's a bad stigma around people being like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people who are like, I don't care, they do care. But I'm like, I can't express enough. If you put anything in front of me, I would be like, that's awesome. Like, I don't care and I will not complain. But I think there's so many people who are like, I don't care what we eat. And then they're like, but not this and not this and not that and not this.
We could easily get into like the neurodivergent aspect of this because that does influence like heavily. But what I was going to say, it reminds me of you, if you put in no effort and you complain, you are a man. Even if you're a girl, you're a man. Do you understand what I mean? Like, it reminds me of a woman is pregnant. She's doing all the fucking work.
Yeah.
She's told you a million times, please put the dishes away. My feet hurt. I can't bend over. And then the dude is just like, oh, why is dinner not made?
Yeah.
You are a man. I don't care if you're a woman, you're a man.
Okay. Well, that's what I've been, one last thing, I'm so sorry, but I've been ranting about this all week because I also this week was a little emotional.
Yeah.
About just like, I was ranting to my girlfriend where I was like, I feel like sometimes I'm pretty positive. Like, I feel like I'm a very positive person. So I feel like if work is stressful or if I'm working on something with someone and they're constantly being like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm stressed out. Like, and I don't even have a specific example. I feel like it's just like, you know, sometimes in life, even down to like just personal interactions, people are like, I don't want to do this. I'm stressed and I'm this and I'm blah, blah, blah. Like, just all these stuff. And I'm like, I also have things in my life or like I have things that there's days I don't want to work or there's days I don't want to do this. But I like don't say it. I just kind of, because I feel like I'm in charge in some scenarios of being like, in my life of being like, no, 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 it's good. Everything's good. Because I'm like, if I start complaining, this is going to be a fucking, and I feel like that can happen on vacation where you're like, I'm the only one keeping the positivity together.
Yeah.
If I start complaining, this vacation is going to turn into a shit show. And I was just like, sometimes that is so exhausting.
Yeah.
Or like, you'll, you know, where you're like, yeah, everyone has emotions. Like, everyone is upset. Obviously, there's specific examples where someone is really emotional, really upset, and they need to share. That's totally fine. But it's like, if you are doing work or you're stressed out and then there's people around you who are doing the exact same thing, it feels so crazy to be like relying on them to build you. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. You live it. You work in a creative industry. So it's already so easy to squash your dreams. It's like if you're doing something creative and you're like, and someone's like, oh, that's, you know, you have to you have to rent a stage and you like have to get people and like they have 9-to-5s. And it's like, I already have so much working against me that I already know that I have to assemble the show. It's like the same with vacation. Yeah. It's not, vacation maybe is not creative expression, but it's like childlike sense of wonder as an adult. And it's already so easily squashable. You have got to stop complaining because this is already like, just shut up.
And then what if I want to complain? I feel like there's been times on a vacation where I have something I actually want to complain about.
Yes.
That's like,
that feels valid. That feels like, very rarely. I'm like,
we got robbed.
Yeah, we got robbed.
Yeah.
But I'm having to pretend we didn't get robbed. Yeah. And be like, no, it's fine. My whole laptop and my girlfriend got stolen, but yeah. It's not a big deal.
My girlfriend got stolen.
It's totally fine. It's just fine. Because I'm like, if I start complaining, there's no room for me to complain because I have to keep everyone being like, no, this is fun. You guys, we're having fun. We're having a good time. And it is just so exhausting. And I think there's like, it happens a lot in the industry too, where you'll be on set for something.
Yeah.
And someone just is the most unprofessional or like comes in. Like I've been on sets where someone like, is like crying and being like, nobody likes me. Like something just crazy that we're like, we're adults. And I'm like, I for some reason just feel like if I did that, I would never work again. But for some people, it's just allowed. You know what I mean? Like some people, it's like, that's okay. They like brought their dog to recording and showed up 4 hours late and are like, I don't know, blackout drunk or all these things where you're just like, I can't do this. It feels like at least. Maybe I should try it and maybe nothing will happen. But it just always feels very frustrating where you're like, you're not leaving any room for other people.
Yeah.
And the people who are always like the positive people in your life are also annoyed by things, stressed out by things, pushing through things. I don't know.
Yeah, I hate whiners.
It's been on my mind this week. I know. We do not like whiners.
We don't even need a weekly catch up because I feel like that was pretty like, like the bringing the dog to work thing. The CEOs at one of the advertising agencies I worked at would bring their kids. Little kids? I mean, I understand you got to hook up your college kid with the job. But I mean, like, the kids would run to the office, and it's the CEO's son. So you can't be like, why is he here?
Right.
But it's just like, if any of us else did this, we'd be fired immediately.
I really just think there are some people who think they're the only person who has issues. You know what I mean? Where it's like, everyone else is, like, tired, stressed. Obviously some more than others. Like I'm not saying everyone's problems are equal, but the people I'm talking about, I'm like, you just don't have as many problems as you think you do, or you don't realize that other people have the same stuff.
Yeah,
but they don't just talk about it all the time. We're just pushing through.
Yeah,
which is normally fine. I don't mind if someone rants me, but I think there are moments where I'm like, when I'm trying so hard to get stuff done, I'm trying so hard to keep the vacation afloat, I'm trying so hard, and people are still complaining, I want to be like, great, you know what? You just have a terrible vacation then, and I will go have a good vacation.
I think as an autistic person, I cannot stand when someone passively aggressively tries to convince you to give up on something.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, you guys like could put on like a stand-up show every month. You just have to think about like ticket sales and like promotion and like you have to get a graphic designer. Or I mean, I guess you could film this YouTube video, but it's like you just said that your camera was broken, and I mean like do you have the right mic for it? Like someone like that you know that they want you to just like give up on what you're this restaurant, like we have like two vegetarians and like they're trying to make you give up or change, but they're not saying it.
Yes, I feel like that happens when you're trying to pick a restaurant with a big group of people. There's always one person who's like, well, it feels like, what it feels like to me is I want to be like, do you think that this is like, we're against you and that you are trying to do everything to make us not go eat dinner at all?
Yeah.
Where there's just always one person being like, two people are vegetarian, and what type of food is it?
It's like
does everybody like that? It's like, what do you want, honestly, in this situation?
Like, we literally, and also most likely 98% of the time, everyone was like pitching restaurant ideas.
Yeah.
And if the vegetarians were that upset about it, they would have said something, or they would have texted someone else, and that person that they texted should have said something maybe on their behalf.
Yeah.
But
what is it? What's the Miami curse?
See, we already got frustrated and we're talking about the premise of it, so I can understand how people's friendships. So the Miami curse is a phenomenon where longstanding friendships end as the result of a trip together to Miami. This is very popular on TikTok. You know, people keep warning about the Miami curse. It's racked up nearly 8 million views. It describes the phenomenon, and users have been discussing it since 2021, but some say that they noticed it before social media picked up. It can lead to a lot of drama. This might happen in Miami because it's a popular vacation spot. I think the layer on top specifically for Miami is that it's incredibly attractive people.
Mm.
And if there is any amount of jealousy in your friendship group, especially when it comes to straight women, it will come out in Miami. You know, you're not like, because I mean, like they say like a New York 10 is like a, you know, 100 everywhere else. people in Miami are so extremely attractive, and that's like that's currency everywhere.
Yeah.
That you, if there's any sort of insecurity, it will find its way out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also am wondering, maybe I haven't experienced this because I feel like I take very sober trips. Like I feel like I go to I feel like we'll go to like a we'll go to Salt Lake City and go to a museum and then go out to dinner and then go, you know what I mean? I just don't feel like, I feel like everyone's always drunk in these places.
Yeah.
Or on a lot of drugs too, maybe.
Yeah. And like, you, I don't think you're traveling with a lot of straight women or straight people in general.
It's actually usually just me and seven straight women.
Yeah, just
no,
all
there's no straight women. It's all
wasted. Yeah. No, but yeah, that so like there's so many different and you have just kind of have to like look at the city that you're going to and the different factors. Like New York City, it may not be specifically looks, but it could be finances.
Yeah.
So like if the group hasn't established an understanding of you will spend more money here, and there's someone who's like, "Well, why do we have to go to that restaurant? It's it's like $40 for one plate," and you're like, it is expensive, yes.
Yeah.
But we all also passed around restaurants.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, I'm so bad at responding in a group chat. It's like really bad. Like I will just never, it's so overwhelming to me. Yeah. I just never respond to group chat. I'm trying to do better. But then it's like, yeah, I think I'm just used to being like, oh, I don't really know what restaurant we're going to, but I can't, how dare I have an opinion on it?
Yeah.
Like I've been to restaurants before where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm not really like, this is not something I'd like to be doing.
Yeah.
But like, I could have responded in the group chat, so I need to just be like, this is awesome. Not in a lying way, but just like enjoy the time as much as I can. Enjoy the time with the people. You don't have to like have the perfect, this is the perfect restaurant I want to go to. So I think people get very high strung on vacations because I think a lot of time people are stressed about money.
Yes.
It's very expensive while also spending a lot of time with people that they probably don't usually spend overnight amount of time with.
I would say the only time I ever really input, I mean, Naomi is gluten-free, but that's their input. But, like, I'm allergic to apples.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if the restaurant is apple heavy, I'm like, okay, but I have.
It's an orchard.
I have said no to apple picking twice.
Wow.
And I, so I'm like, so that's the only time where I'm like, okay, guys, I can't really be there.
What happens to you if you eat an
like,
apple?
My, mouth goes numb. Throat closes up a little bit. It's harder to breathe.
Yeah.
Everything feels itchy.
Ew.
It's not like a peanut allergy where I die if I look at it, but it's like if it could.
And you have to eat it or just be around you?
If I'm handling them as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that's
so you're
like,
really allergic.
Not really. It's like I'm on the spectrum of allergy.
We know, Sarah.
If I'm around it for more than an hour, that could start to do something to me. If I eat it, it'll immediately do something
to me. So apple picking would be like probably one of the
would be a hard
scenario.
No.
That'd be a hard no. And there's no motivation to pick apples because what are you going to do with them?
Well, I mean, like, you know, when you want to have a cute like fall photo shoot and then I have to be like, Naomi, I'll die.
You've never had apple pie?
I have had apple pie. I do. I get to enjoy it for the first 30 to 45 seconds before my mouth goes numb.
And you still do it?
Because, it tastes good.
It tastes really good. There's a lot of different pies. Apple pie is, apple pie is really good, but you could try a different one. Ever tried a crumble? Those are very good.
I mean, I smoke, so I can appreciate things that are could kill me.
Yeah.
You know?
Hello, everyone. It's Kendall, and I'm so excited today to share with you that today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. I love ZocDoc. We know it to be true. There are so many things in life that you have to compromise, especially because of budget, the clothes you buy, the food you buy, and healthcare should not be one of those things. No matter your budget, you should always be getting good care when it comes to your health. Check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, listen to, and prioritize your health. I use ZocDoc. I have a bunch of health issues, and it is so nice when a new one arises. For example, my feet randomly hurting so bad that I cannot walk anywhere. I don't know an orthopedic doctor, so it's great to go on ZocDoc and make sure that I'm finding one that has a bunch of really good reviews from people who have used them before. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. We're Katie Kershaw,
Tian Tran,
and DR Fightmaster.
And we're thrilled to bring you Jocular, a podcast that explores all things queer, trans, and women forward in the world of sports.
Don't care about sports? That's okay. We got plenty of gossip and stories that everyone can enjoy.
We're going to tell you who is who on the field and who's just a fucking smoke show.
Check out Jocular, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
J-O-C-K-U-L-A-R. Jocular.
So, a video about the Miami curse from this dude, not Jordan, has more than 5,000 comments speculating about it. Jessica Lopez wrote, y'all think it's Florida, but realistically, y'all don't know someone until you vacation with them. That is really true.
Mm-hmm.
Someone also wrote, it's the heat mixed with humidity. If you're not used to it all, it'll bring out the worst in people.
Yeah.
The humidity in Florida is nuts. I went to a wedding there last year.
Yeah.
I could not function.
Yeah.
And I could not believe, like, I think I might have talked about this in the podcast, honestly, because the bride looked incredible. She was so gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I was like, you must just be used to Miami. I don't understand how you can look even presentable.
Yeah.
For going to Trader Joe's right
yeah.
now. I look so bad. She looked great. But it's like, you're sweating just by, you're not even hot. You're just wet.
Yes. I was raised in South Carolina. So, like, that humidity will actually drive you insane. And it's my theory for why there's that whole Florida man phenomenon.
Yeah.
It's because it's just humid.
You want to know something that happened? Okay. This is a little off topic.
Yeah.
By a lot. I was just watching the college tournament of American Ninja Warrior.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
No.
So it's colleges. They uh-huh. go up against each other on, like, a smaller version of American Ninja Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fun to watch. It's very just, like, lighthearted and nice. But it was the colleges competing. So the Gators were there from Florida.
Yeah.
And they were, like, buff, like, huge. Because there's all the athletes that want to do American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
They're so buff. They're so in shape. They're so, like, intense. They're very much, like, go Gators! Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's a lot. And they went up against MIT, who looked like a caricature of MIT students. Like,
yeah.
There was three of them, two guys and a girl. They were all wearing glasses while doing American Ninja Warrior, which
yeah.
is crazy to not get contacts for this because they fall off.
Yeah.
You're doing crazy stuff. They're all wearing glasses. They're so soft-spoken. They're like, go MIT. It's, like, so sweet. They're all wearing, like, khakis. Like, it was just, like, a character of an MIT
yeah.
student. So this is, like, an hour-long competition. All the colleges are going against each other, and the final two mm-hmm. is MIT, and I think it was the Gators, but it was some huge school that was, like, really intense. MIT won the whole thing.
Yeah.
In their glasses.
Well, I mean,
and I cried.
Yeah, because it's like brains versus brawn. Like, it's usually, I was going to say, like, for the normal American Ninja Warrior, it's like usually a pizza delivery driver who's like, just, yeah, who can, like, get through the entire thing. Because it's like someone who's, like, very agile, you know?
That's what it is. That's
yeah.
what my girlfriend kept saying, because she was like, it's always the people who are very, like, the guys who look nerdy and they're kind of, like, slender and
yeah.
tiny and light, because I think on a lot of them you have to do a lot of, like, grabbing onto something and
yeah.
your full body weight taking you down, and it feels like the guys who are just very tiny can just really speed but are tall.
Yeah,
I feel like height helps you. It was very fun.
It does.
But I got emotional. I just felt like it was, and they kept interviewing them. At one point the girl goes, well, I guess it's Revenge of the Nerds, and you can see the three MIT students being like, what? It's very nice.
Jesus. But
all right, sorry, back to this.
Mm-hmm. Some people were talking about they need to know why this phenomenon is happening. Comments on the video describe possible reasons like money issues, jealousy, fighting, yeah. Aziza, oh, I think it's the same, wrote, it's always because people don't mind their pockets before leaving for the trip. Yeah, I think with I mean, that's why Yelp and TripAdvisor and all these places that can, like, talk about restaurants, they have, like, the dollar sign. So you need to, like, check how much money you spend at each place. This is people's inability to prepare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm not what they'd call prepared.
Yes.
But I also, when I lived in New York, and this is not advice by any means, this
uh-huh.
is not what you should do. But in New York, before I was on the internet, I was in probably $30,000 worth of credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I never said no to stuff because people would be like, Yeah, in a group chat planning where to go for dinner, and then we'd show up and it would be, you know, everything was $40 for a meal. Mm-hmm. And I'd just be like, well, put it on my credit card. What am I going to do? I'm not like, I didn't prepare.
Yeah.
Or I'd be like running late and I'd have to take an Uber. Once again, not advice. This is a terrible way to live your life. But I was just like, yeah, well, I can't like, you can't be unprepared and also, what's the word?
Stupid. Inflexible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't be unprepared and inflexible.
Yeah. No, I had to always shoot people down because my parents always taught me that credit cards were bad. Yeah. So I didn't open a credit card until like 2 years ago. Like 20.
Wow.
I know. Oh, it was crazy. But so I had to pay everything with debit. So like if I didn't have the money, I was like, guys, I don't have the money.
Man. Yeah. That sucks though. Well, because when you can, I think a credit card when you, I mean, credit cards can either be really bad or really good.
Yeah.
But it is also, I don't know, when I was in New York, it was the only reason I could do anything ever. I mean, I like had a tough time getting out of credit card debt because I literally was like, even if I saved, like I made pretty much exactly what I made a month. Exactly what I made a month at my job was what my rent was.
Yeah.
So I was like, even if I work so hard and then I'm like really frugal and like make all my lunches at home and bring them to work and I'm just like really good, I'm not going to have like savings at all. And I won't ever get to go out with my friends. And it wasn't like I was like, I was trying to be a comedian. So it wasn't like I had on the horizon, like, well, after my med school, then I'll be able to have money. I was just like, foreseeably, this is what I'm going to be like. So I need to just go out with friends anyways. And I felt like I was in credit card debt, but I was like, at least I can enjoy things. I don't know.
Yeah.
Go out to dinner, go on a vacation ever so often.
No, yeah.
It's not ideal, but.
I get that. I think there's something in the Bible about not being in debt. And so my parents took that very literally. And also I think credit card scores came around in like 1993 or something. And my parents were already well off at that point. So they didn't really need to take out loans. And the military paid for all houses. Mm. Or like help them pay for houses.
It's so funny when people who are religious take something from the Bible that I'm like, how would
God
like,
know
American
about?
Express did not exist when the Bible was being written.
Yeah.
I just find that to be so interesting, where people will be like, this, you cannot do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, interesting.
Why are friendships put to the test when traveling to Miami is what Mia wrote. Some reasons include, like we said, misaligned expectations. On TikTok, Jareen Imam speculates that the something for everyone energy of Miami actually may be the cause of so many issues among visiting groups. Like, people have very different expectations of Miami, she explains in her video. Imam explains that some people might be expecting plenty of relaxing beach time while others are planning on nonstop clubbing. And she recommends conducting a vibe check to see how everyone is feeling and whether people would prefer a night out clubbing or a chill dinner before calling it a night.
I'm also just like, separate. I also, this is a pet peeve of mine when traveling with a big group.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, we don't have to do everything together.
Uh-huh.
Like, especially in Las Vegas, it's like you're all like basically staying in the hotel.
Yeah.
So why some people are so stressed if someone's at the pool and someone's gambling and someone's drinking at a bar? It's like, why do we need, I think there are people like, no, okay, like let's all go together. Like, let's just all go together. And I think that can cause a lot of issues because I'm like, to me, I'm like, if during the day some people relax on the beach and some people come join them and then at night they leave early to go to a bar and they want to go to a nice dinner, that's just like not an issue.
Yeah, like this is not vacation for me, but my brother's wedding, my brother is militant. Like when it comes to like he has like iron will, like the work ethic of no one I've ever met before. And so he had his like wedding and then like the after party went till like midnight, and then he had the brunch the next day set for 6 a.m.
Why?
Because he literally alcohol, like, and I when I wa- like I went there the next day because I don't drink, he was fine. Like, he, like, there was nothing wrong with him, but he was wasted the night before. And he was just like, I felt weird for like an hour, but then I fell asleep.
Wow.
I know.
The thought of people, because I've been to some weddings where they do that.
Yeah.
Having a brunch the day after the wedding feels so disturbing and scary to me.
Yeah.
And every time, it feels like we're all like, it's still so expensive to put on a full breakfast for so many people.
Yeah.
Every person there does is like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to go do this.
Yeah.
I would not want to pay for breakfast for a bunch of people who are like, I wish I was anywhere else.
Oh, no.
Because I'm so tired from the night before.
Seriously. Like, I mean, when I think about traveling when I was drinking versus traveling now, I would love like a really, like a nice once in a while early morning activity.
Yeah.
But like if you pitched like a walk at 8 a.m., you're like, oh, there's this butterfly garden. I'd be like, why don't you just kill yourself?
I just saw a video that was this girl on TikTok being like, for my 22nd birthday, I made all my friends run 22 miles with me. And I'm like, that feels, that feels like abuse.
Yeah, I mean, if you're—
I cannot imagine.
Serious, if you're friends with mostly runners, then yes. Well, actually, 22 miles.
That's like a marathon. What is a marathon?
It's one and a half short of a marathon.
Why? And I guess the next year she's going to do 23. Like, your friends are going to get injured.
Oh, my God.
And also, why? Just be normal.
Seriously.
Go on a normal run.
Like, do a 5 to 10 mile run. Run to your favorite brunch spot. That's a fun, like, you know? That just seems, I mean, 22 miles.
It's also like, that's your full day, isn't it? Although,
like,
sometimes I'm surprised. People will be like, I ran a full marathon in 3 hours. I'm like, wow.
I would only understand that if your friends are all runners. Watch there be one who's like, I just know her from work. And she's like, oh my God.
Well, because you just couldn't. Like, if my friend was like, for my 22nd birthday, can we run 22 miles? I would be like, I actually can't. Like, I mean this so genuinely. Like, I don't have the physical capability.
Yeah.
Miami nightlife can be an adjustment for some visitors.
Mm-hmm.
So on TikTok, Cupid8184 shared their theories about why Miami nightlife may contribute to drama, including her own breakup of an 8-year friendship.
Oh my God.
Part of the reason, she says in the video, is intense pressure from the clubs to look a certain way. You may be pretty in your city, but you're not Miami pretty, she says. That's stressful, yeah.
That's painful, but like it's something that we really have to agree on. Everyone is beautiful.
Yeah.
And like, but everyone also, like, it's like when you're like coming to terms with what your body looks like, or you're accepting what your body looks like, you're like, this is great. But then men can still look at you and be like, pig.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, what the hell? So it's like, it's two conflicting points. In Miami, everyone is beautiful, but you are so judged, like, harsh.
Yes.
You are judged so harshly.
And people in Miami are, and this is a generalization, not nice. A lot of people in Miami are not nice.
Well, it's a cutthroat, basically.
For example, so I just recently went, and well, there, of course, I'm sure the kindest people in the world also live in Miami. But when I recently visited, first of all, driving is the scariest thing I've ever done. And I feel like I've lived in LA, I've lived in New York. Miami driving, it's like unacceptable. You're at a stoplight. It's red. Someone is like pulling around you, banging on your window, being like, go. I don't care if it's red. You need to go. Like, people get into like fist fights. People bring bats out of their car. It's wild. I didn't see this on my vacation, but I saw some crazy people, crazy things happen with driving. And then my girlfriend who grew up living in Miami was like, yeah, it's wild. And then I went to a deli. Well, I went to Publix and got a sub sandwich.
Yeah.
I go up to the counter. I was not like being chipper in any capacity. I was just like, oh, hi, how are you? And she was like, oh, where are you from? And I was like, California, why? And she was like, I could tell because you asked me how I was. I was like, what?
Yeah.
It's not as if I did not go up. I did not go up and I wasn't like, hey, ma'am, how are you doing today? Like, I truly was tipped my cap, pulled out my stopwatch, clicked it a couple times. I truly was just like, hey, how are you? Can I have a tuna sandwich? And she was like, taken aback.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm just like, if I feel like if I went to a bar dressed the way I'm dressed now, I think I'd be ridiculed.
Yeah, I think any city where there's a high density of hot people, everything gets more stressful.
Yeah.
You become like so aware of yourself and you're just like, I don't know. Yeah, but there's also money. Miami is an expensive city, so your vacation budget might not go as far as you hoped it would. Yeah, it's like there's this thing with young people where you think the majority of the cost is travel.
Right.
Majority of the cost is the hotel and getting places and eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I 100%. There's like that, I think there's a, what was it? Oh, there's a would you rather question.
Yes.
That's like, would you rather have free flights for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Or never pay for eating out again?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's insane. Obviously, I would never pay for eating out again.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't think people realize. It's like, yeah, obviously it'd be nice ever so often. First of all, I don't want to be flying across the country. Like the really expensive flights, I don't want to be doing that often.
No.
That's intense and not fun and stressful. But also the amount of, to me, if you're going on a vacation, you're going to spend more on eating out every time than you spend on the flight, unless you're going to like
London,
Japan or something, or Australia, I guess. But I don't know. I just think it's, I think you're right.
You're right. Naomi wants, you have to, I understand. Okay. Naomi wants me to go to Poland for Christmas, but it's there where they, their grandmother lives in Poland, and I've already discussed this with them, is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's 15 minutes to the closest village. And by village, they mean store and gas station. And then Warsaw is like multiple hours out. No one in the village and their grandparents do not speak English. Like, it's all Polish. And
this sounds incredible.
It's a 16 to 18 hour, like, to get to there.
And then, like, 3 hour drive, right? Yeah.
So I was, Naomi's like, I want you to meet my family. And I was like, I totally understand that. But let me tell you, I don't like traveling long distances. It takes me, like the autistic mind, it takes me forever to acclimate. Mm-hmm. I get genuinely sick if I'm out of my routine. Second thing, the holidays are so triggering for me.
Yeah.
The idea of being isolated with a family.
Yeah.
Is not good. And then the third thing is, I don't speak the language, so if I do feel isolated, I can't go somewhere. I literally cannot go somewhere or talk to anyone around
me. You just could only be like befriend a sheep that you find.
Seriously. The fourth thing is, I do not like nature. Now,
for some reason, they're going to say, I do not like Naomi. Is what they're going to say. God, and I've been trying to figure out how to tell them.
Seriously. No, but the fourth thing is I do not like, and you're like, you're a gay, you're supposed to, but I've been camping. I actually have PTSD from camping.
Yeah.
They don't camp, but it's like very woodland sort of things. And so I've told Naomi all this. It will take me 4 days to acclimate.
Yeah.
I can't speak to anyone. I'll be in a, like an environment where I don't know, there's barely internet. Like
there's bears. Yeah, bears?
There are bears. But no, and so I'm like, I would love to meet your family in America because their mom lives in Florida their brothers live in New York. So I was like, I would travel long distances. I'll do the uncomfortable holiday thing with your family as long as it's in the U.S. I can't. In the therapy space I am right now, I can't do that.
Totally. So how long would you be there for?
It would be, I couldn't travel.
Eternity.
No, seriously, I'd have to do like at least a week and a half because I can't in my mind justify 18 hours of travel for like less than a week.
No, I mean, that's why I always extend. Anytime we do a work trip, like when we went to London, I extended it for so long because I'm like, I am so sick. I get physically sick too.
Yeah.
Although, honestly, the thought of going to a village in Poland where there's nothing.
It's also winter.
Sounds nice. That sounds nice.
It's frozen.
I know. Do they have heat?
They do, but it's too isolated.
It sounds peaceful. I would bring a puzzle. Plus, I feel like I would socially feel better because I would be like, this is just me, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'd feel socially better because I'd be like, there's no pressure for me to I feel like when you go to meet family, you're like, I got to put on a good, I got to really. But if I'm like, you know I don't speak this language. I would just be like, I'm going to go do a puzzle. It's so nice to meet you.
Yeah.
We won't be talking much, but I look forward to the time spent in the little village together.
It's like, I love Naomi so much, but it's also like being around families, is stuck with families during the holidays makes me ill.
It's intense.
Yeah.
I have spent Christmases with other people's families before, and it is triggering. It feels, and I had great Christmases growing up. So it's like I had a Christmas is like I have my best memories of my family Christmas. But I think people are so intense about the holidays.
Yeah.
They get very like all right, we're going to do the Smith family tradition. Yeah. And it's like every 10 minutes. And you're like, how is there another tradition? This is very sweet, but this is exhausting if you're like not in the family.
Yeah.
Or they're like, you know what we're going to do now? The chicken dance. We've done that ever since Ronald was 3. It's just like so bizarre where you're like, this is so weird.
Oh, yeah.
When you're in the family, it feels so fun and so normal. But from an outsider's perspective, you're like, this is bizarre. Yeah. And I feel so alone and not in the Christmas spirit at all. It's definitely hard.
Each one of the kids is going to put a reindeer on the roof.
Yes.
And we all have to find our own ladder.
Yes. We all get to eat one walnut tonight right before it strikes midnight. It's like, what is this? Like, it's like every 5 seconds, everything is a tradition, which is so sweet. But yeah, when you're not in the family, you're like, this is weird. And also, it's similar to when like you go hang out with the family and they call one of their adult children like a nickname from when they were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Where they'll be like to a 30-year-old, they'll be like, Goo-Goo, we call her that because Brian couldn't pronounce her name when he was a kid. It's like, why are we? It's just weird. You're like, maybe you guys feel like this is normal, but as a guest, it makes me very uncomfortable.
I wanted to write this into a stand-up bit. You know what I don't understand? When people get embarrassed when their parents show other people baby photos?
So weird. I know.
I don't know that person.
It's so weird. It's like, what is the embarrassing?
It's a baby.
It's like a trope where people will be like, oh, mom, don't show. Yeah. It's like just a photo of you standing next to Mickey Mouse. It's like, calm down.
Yeah, no, or you have like food on your face. You're like, that's a baby will have food on their
it's
face.
It's a baby.
Yeah.
Even like, I have cringy photos from me in middle school or high school even.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not embarrassed. Like, we were all in high school. One of my favorite things to do is go through my old Facebook because I got it when I was like 9 because my mom wanted me to send her stuff on Farmville.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the cringiest statuses of all time. Like, and I rarely use the word cringy, but it is truly like, I just watched the episode of iCarly where Freddie and Sam kiss.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like, it's wild. Yeah. Or I'm like tagging my mom's friends and being like, hey, how are you? I just saw a DM I sent because I was DMing with my mom's best friend. I went up a little bit, and it was the last message I'd sent her was in 2009. And I was like, hi, I'm watching American Idol. And she was like, that sounds great. How was your day at school? I said, good, just waiting all day to watch American Idol. And then she didn't respond.
Yeah.
But even that, I'm like, I'm not embarrassed. I was a child.
Yeah. I like, unless if you're like calling me ugly in the photos, then I'm like, what the hell? But like,
as a child,
there's nothing you could. My mom pulls out the photo album unless it's like, I don't know, something gross, inappropriate. I don't know.
But like, what would that
be? I know. So I'm like, I don't know. But
I guess it's like you're like John and Kate plus 8. You know how John and Kate plus 8.
Oh yeah.
You know how Kate takes photos of her kids' shit every time they get potty trained?
No.
There's like a whole episode where she's like, everyone thinks I'm crazy, but when my kids shit for the first time in the potty, I take a picture of them standing next to the shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that might be the only thing I would be like, you can't show that to people. Yeah. That is so perverted and weird.
I did think of something that if my mom showed it to them, I would actually beat her up.
What?
Her giving birth to me.
Why?
Because she gave birth in med school.
I know. So many people have seen it already.
I know. But if my mom is like, look at this video, because it would just be like, I have to be like, okay, so guys, this is my mom and that's her vagina.
But that wouldn't be embarrassing for you. I guess it'd be embarrassing for your mom, but you'd have to watch it.
I know. I guess. Yeah. I don't want to watch my mom shit on the table.
Is it on YouTube?
No. It's like a medical like archive sort of thing.
All right.
There's also money, guys. You know, we talked about this. Miami is an expensive city, so your vacation budget might not go as far as hoped. On average, a 1 week getaway to Miami can run you about $206 per day.
Wow.
So that's average, too.
I don't even feel like that, because to me, I'm like, sometimes I watch the way people party.
Yes.
And I'm like, how much money do you spend?
Yeah.
Because I'm not like a huge drinker. And if I do go out, maybe I'll have 1 to 2 drinks.
Yeah.
If I'm like really getting wild, I'll have 3. Like, I'm not a big drinker. And so I see these people who are like going to parties every night in Miami, getting blackout drunk. I'm like, you're spending thousands of dollars getting like bottle service.
Yeah.
It's wild.
That's why when I drank alone.
Cheaper.
Literally like a handle and just like down it myself. No fun. Like, okay, but that's why like when I would go out to drink, I'd be like, what's the point of this? And then that's when I should have examined alcoholic tendencies. But you know, yes.
The only place I'll spend a lot of money on drinks are is this place called Castaway in Burbank. And you go and it's fine. It's truly fine. But it's a nice view. But their cocktails are like $35 to $40 for a cocktail.
Oh my God.
But it's served in like, each one is served in like a crazy way. So like one of them is called the Bell and they like lift up this big, what is this called? It's like a dome. They lift off like a big dome and there's like smoke coming out of it.
Oh, is it like the Beauty and the Beast?
Yes, yeah, yes. And then there's one where it's like, it comes out in this big orb that's like hanging and then you like bite a flower and it numbs your tongue and then you're supposed to drink. Like it's like wild. And that's the only place. Jordan is always like, oh my God, please don't make us go there. Because that's like something you should just get one of those and then drink normal, like for fun, and then you can get the rest. But I have to try them all because they change them too. Yeah. I'm like, well, what is this? How are they going to bring this one out? I have no idea.
Exactly.
I'll spend a lot of money there. But
When I was drinking, I didn't spend a lot of money on cocktails. But if I go out and a restaurant has a mocktail menu, I don't care if it's seltzer water and lime. If it's served in a pretty glass, this is the only thing I have. I will spend $14 on it. You know what I mean?
Do they charge $14 for a mocktail?
Well, not. It wouldn't be that. But yeah, they can be like pretty pricey. But it just makes me feel like I'm part of the group.
Do you feel like it's becoming so much easier? Because I was talking to my girlfriend about this the other day. Because I, a while ago, was like, why do I go out to dinner and just get one cocktail? Because like, really, if I think about it, it's like, I don't like the taste of it, really.
Yeah.
I have lupus, so I'm not really supposed to be drinking anyways. It's not like I get a buzz really from one cocktail. Yeah. Not that that should be the only reason you, but honestly, but kind of, it's like, why then drink at all? Yeah. Like it's pretty, it's not good for you. So if I'm just like drinking to drink it, and it's like, I think it's literally a pretty glass. Like I like to be at a nice dinner with like a wine glass or a nice cocktail glass. And I feel like now, do you feel like they're having, I feel like everywhere has such incredible mocktail menus.
Yeah, I hate when they're like, we can make this cocktail without alcohol. I'm like, no, you usually have like two little mocktails that the chef was like, this is fun one day. But yeah, I feel like there's like so many more mocktails. Do you know that lesbian wine bar?
I've heard of this.
It's in Silver Lake.
But I've never been.
I saw the cast of Queer Eye there.
Wow.
You should go, but they have fake wine. And so I went and I felt so...
Because you like wine. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I felt, and also the bartender seemed excited because no one's ordered it before. And I was like, yeah, I'm getting the non-alcoholic wine. But yeah, you should try it. There's only lesbians there. And it has like wine and fake wine.
I'm going to do it. That sounds so fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I feel like mocktails are really coming into.
They are.
I did a whole tasting the other night. My girlfriend and I went for, it was like a food. My girlfriend's like a food person, so we went to this food thing and it was a tea tasting, so we did a whole like sushi dinner with like a tea pairing, and so it was obviously non-alcoholic, and they were doing a seminar about how like they think this is going to become a really big thing, like pairing, because all of it was all like matcha, green tea, jasmine tea, like it was very just tea, so it's good for you also, which feels like health and wellness is very in as well.
Yeah.
But it would be served in fun glasses.
Yeah.
Or one of them was like a green tea, but it looked like they made it look like Chardonnay because it was like sparkling water was mixed, or I don't know what they did with that. But it was like, yeah, this is like good for me. And it feels the exact same as me drinking like champagne, but it tastes better.
I need to try that. Because whenever I think about like whiskey or like wine tastings, I understand that. But, like, I feel like at a certain point, you're too drunk to distinguish the taste.
Yeah.
And, like, most alcohols that are, like, hard liquor, like, they're, like, it has, like, a woody taste. And you're, like, does it?
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like with tea, you'd be able to taste the difference.
Yeah.
Of, like, jasmine or, like, raspberry or herbal, you know? I feel like I want to do that.
Have you ever watched Sommelier?
No.
I haven't either. But I've been told about it. It's, like, about professional sommeliers.
Yeah.
Who are, like, I guess to become a sommelier, this is probably so much incorrect information, but it's like really hard to become a sommelier. And it's like about the tests they have to take. And it's basically like they have a bunch of glasses of wine and they take a sip and they can tell you like what, like where, how old it is.
Yeah.
Where in the world it's from, what type of soil it grew in, what type of barrel it was in. It's like so wild.
Yeah.
And I think for a long time I was like, sommeliers are like fake.
Yeah.
Like this is so stupid because like I worked at a restaurant where I would have to recommend wines, but I was just like making shit up. Like you know a couple things.
Yes.
If you're like, well, with meat, you'd want a red wine, and you learn words like tannins, but it's like all like made up, it feels like. But I was like, wow, it's really a real thing.
No, yeah, I do think it's a real thing because I can look at a person and smell them briefly, and I know exactly which cigarettes they smoke.
Oh, wow.
And I can pair them with a cigarette.
What do you smoke again?
Marlboros, but that's because I'm from Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah. There's also too much time spent together is why it could lead to high tension. I mean, think about like if you are with, I mean, I could spend a week with Naomi and I feel fine. But if you feel any sort of resentment or you need your alone time, spending too much time with people can drive you up the wall.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I do think it's one of those things where a lot of people who are deeply there. I don't have friends like this, but I feel like there are people who have friends where they're like, I love her, but she's a bitch. Or I love her, but she's crazy. And it's like, yeah, it's easy if you're just getting like brunch ever so often or whatever. But then when you go spend a week with someone, it is like truly... I think there are people, I'll say it, who are insufferable.
Oh, yeah. There's people who cannot be alone. There's people, especially the thing is if you're going to Miami, there's the expectation to party, and me going out, me hanging out for a week with party friends versus like, you know, you want to do like a museum and maybe party friends. I can't hang out with party friends for a week.
Yeah. I totally agree. I also feel like the same type of people who are annoying on vacation are the same type of roommates that are like really... anal about like things as if they clearly just want to live by themselves but can't. Yeah. So they have roommates but they don't want to have roommates, so they're just like they want their roommates to make them feel like no one else lives there. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like I had a roommate one time come out, it was like 9 o'clock, I was watching Netflix on my computer, it was so quiet.
Yeah.
She was like, hey, I just like can't sleep in my room hearing like the muffled sound of that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you, I mean, of course I just said, I'm so sorry, it'll never happen again. And I ran back to my room. But I'm like, you can't, you have four roommates. You can't just like have, and it feels like similar on vacation where people, those types of people on vacation are very hard to deal with.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I would love also traveling with people if we got like separate rooms. If we're in the same room and you're, I mean, I'm disorganized, but if two people are disorganized,
it'd be hard.
I can't do it.
Well, and then there's some people, this is not a problem, but I know some people who are very, like, private. Like, if you're really close with them, or they'll be like, well, I can't shit if you're in the hotel room with me.
Yes.
So they have to, like, go down to the lobby or something. Or, like, I can't have you brushing your teeth while I'm, like, peeing. Like, or showering. Or, like, any of that. Which I think starts to make it complicated. I don't think that's bad. But I just think things like that can add up to where you're like, okay. I think you just need a group of people who literally is like, ah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Anything's fine. We're here.
Yeah. You need people who are like, I mean, I would just say travel with a bunch of autistic people. And the thing is they may not be easygoing, but you'll understand what they need. You know what I mean?
Did you watch Love on the Spectrum?
Yes.
There's an episode where these two people go on a date to Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
Both of them clearly... not interested in dating the other, but they have such a nice day because they are just separately doing their own things at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Fully on. And I'm like, yeah, that's how you need to vacation. Like, you need to be able to be like, I like you as a person. And we're having fun. And like, they would chat back and forth. It was really funny because the one guy was like, the girl was really into horror.
Yeah.
And he was horrified. And he kept like, it kept like being office style filmed of like panning over to him hiding behind a wall, being kind of like, trying to still impress her and be like, this is great. But he was so scared because he was there to meet one of the stars of Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
So very different vibes. But they both just had such a nice day because they were just like, we don't need to do everything together. Like, we're just so enjoying our own type of thing. That just reminded me of that.
That's why I love autistic people. they tell you exactly what they want, what they need. And it's like, oh, it's just perfect. We also do have a point of ride shares, which we did touch on earlier. Like, Bustle interviewed Meg, who went to Miami on a girls' trip with her cousin and two of her cousin's friends. She believes the issue with the Miami curse might lie in ride shares. Quote, on other trips I've been on, someone either has a car or everything is pretty walkable, but things are spread out in Miami, so we were relying on ride shares a lot. And, you know, Meg recalls how Uber issues created major tensions in the group. Two of the girls didn't have Uber on their phones. Oh, that's the biggest load of crap.
That's wild.
It's 2023.
It also takes 2 seconds to download.
That's an excuse. And then instead of downloading it, I became the Uber person. I kept ordering rides, and then I was so stressed. It wasn't just the money. It was my Uber rating. No, actually, yes. Oh, my God. Last year, San Diego Pride, I was trying to bridge the gap between two people who were fighting. And so I got the Uber on my card. And one of the girls who, like, it took me forever. I don't even deal with these type of people anymore. But it took me forever to calm her down. I got the Uber.
Calm her down?
Because she was upset. And drunk. And she threw up in the Uber. And I was like, my Uber rating means everything to me. Because Naomi at the time didn't have a car to go back and forth. So I always got it. And if I wanted to get them a decent Uber, I have to have a high rating. And this girl affected my Uber rating. And I was like, you. But yes.
Oh.
Also, download Uber on your phone. That's an excuse.
Yeah. It's that's just ridiculous. Yeah. People also just had too many drinks. This is what I think. It's like, since Miami is known as Florida's party capital, it's easy to drink too much alcohol. This can lead to fights. Bustle interviewed Kenny, who visited Miami with a coat. What are these interviews? Where are they seeking these interviews from?
You have the sources right there.
No, not me. I just think it's interesting. I'm like, why is this interview? They're like, we got to interview these
people. I
think it's
the people who proposed the phenomenon.
I see. Okay. Yeah. No, I don't mean where did they get these interviews. I just mean that's a funny interview to happen. Okay. Kenny said, when I get dehydrated, I get so mad. He recalls that boozing during the trip put everyone on edge. Whenever you're outside in the heat for prolonged periods, your risk of dehydration, consuming alcohol only heightens this risk. I also think people want to, for example, I went to New Orleans recently.
Yeah.
And I got really sick. Because it's so hot. You're eating so much like sodium filled food. Like everything is so salty. It's a lot of fish. It's a lot of seafood. My stomach wasn't feeling great. And I was having like a lupus flare up just from like flying and drinking. And so there was one day where I was like, I'm going to stay home today. You guys go out and have the best time ever. Obviously I'm bummed, but I'm like, I don't need to have everyone stay home with me, obviously.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just stay here. But I do think there's some people who have such high expectations.
Yeah.
Where they like imagine their trip in their head and they just picture like flash shots of them and their friends laughing and drinking and cheersing and being like, this is the greatest night of our lives. And it's like, I just don't think vacations often, those moments will happen spontaneously, but you can't plan those moments. And sometimes I've done things with friends where they clearly, like, we're in an Uber to go to a bar, and they're like, this is going to be it.
Yeah.
This is going to be the best night of our lives. And then they cannot have the best night of their lives because they're so stressed about this being the best night of their lives. So I think that can happen sometimes on trips where it's like, yeah, he gets thirsty, and then people are hungover, and then so everyone's just kind of, like, sitting there at breakfast in silence. And I think there are people who get panicked, and they're like, this is not the best night of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
This is the fucking worst.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, like, if you're... it's like hangover on hangover on hangover. And I can tell you that the anxiety is going to compound and it's going to turn into paranoia. Also, if you deal with any sort of sensory issues and there's heat and you're dehydrated hungover, of course you're going to snap. Like, you're going to snap at someone accidentally looking the wrong direction when you're pointing at a sign.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to hydrate.
You have to hydrate.
Seriously.
I'm starting to treat traveling like I'm going into war. Like, truly, like, a week leading up to a flight, I'm like, I gotta be drinking 2 gallons of water a day. I gotta be doing all this skincare stuff. I gotta be taking vitamins. And then I still feel like shit. But I think just if you're on a vacation and you feel like shit and everyone feels like shit, it's fine. Like, just take some time, go eat breakfast. You guys don't have to be like screaming and laughing at breakfast. It's like, fine. You're on a trip. You're going to have fun. Just chill.
Yeah. I have this now specific routine of getting on airplanes that I never had before, but it helps me out. I wear bicycle shorts underneath sweatpants, and I always wear a pad, even if I'm on my period or not. If I get any sort of, dampness down there, and I feel chafing from my thighs, I'm like, I'm out. And if I have to sit on a plane and sit in that feeling, I can't do it. And so then oftentimes I check a bag, but then I have a personal, I have like a gym bag that I carry. So I wear two shirts because I've literally worn a bag one time that like bruised my shoulders. It was so heavy. I have a lot of hair products. And so like I have a very specific routine at the airport now because traveling is a nightmare for me.
Yeah. Well, I used to like travel being like, my backpack carry-on would be like, what's going to entertain me on the flight?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just filled with things that's like...
Motrin.
Yeah, it's like things that can keep me...
Sane.
Like, it's like, how can I do my full skincare, teeth, all of that routine from my chair?
Yeah.
Because sometimes you land too, and this is one thing I'm going to stop doing. But we always, when we're booking stuff, we're like, well, we'll land and then we'll just bop around wherever until check-in.
Yeah.
You can't. It literally is fucking awful unless you've done like a 2-hour flight. Anything more than that, you're going to be so tired.
Yeah.
You're going to feel, for some reason, more disgusting than you've ever felt in your entire life. I don't know why. I'm like, I'm just sitting in a chair. I don't know why you leave an airport. Every time I get off an airplane, I feel like I am the inside of my vagina.
Yes.
Like, that is how I feel. Like, the texture, the moistness, the smell. Like, it is so bad. And I don't know why. But so I'm like, yeah, you just have to check in immediately.
Yeah.
Which maybe not be an option. But if you need to bang down the door and say, let me in my room.
No, seriously. I can't. Whenever someone's like, do you want to get lunch? I'm like, you are rude. Like, it's just so mean. I need to go directly, like, take a shower.
It's so mean. It's so mean.
It's just like, how do you not get off the airplane and you're not sweaty as all hell?
Yeah. Man. Well, there you go.
So it's just, guys, as a little recap, save up. Manage your expectations.
Yeah.
When people are in the group chat pitching where to go, look at the places they're pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you know that you're going to nightclubs, you've got to hydrate.
Mm-hmm.
Being hungover is a reason, but it's not an excuse to treat your friends like crap. So you've got to eat well, try to sleep as much as you can, and hydrate.
Also, and I think this is really important, if you drink,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I think people start to feel good. So they'll like have like 3 drinks and they'll be like, oh my God, I feel so fun.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, so what I should do is drink more.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, actually, you should just stay where you're at now because you feel good. You know what I mean? It's like when I think people like take an edible and they'll be like, oh, I'm starting to feel something. So that means I should take more for some reason. Like, you know what I mean? Where you're like, but it's like, no, that's going to take you somewhere else. You're actually where you are. Because I am just always shocked when I will see like 35-year-olds. People, I understand there's like alcoholism, but people are just like, I'm out to party right now.
Yes.
So I'm going to have 20 drinks or something. And it's like, that is so irresponsible. You are not for me. I mean, do whatever you want safely, I guess. But like, you are not going to have fun at all. Like, I feel like since I was a kid, my mom drilled that into me where she was like, being drunk is not fun. Like, it's not cool. It's not fun. Like, she would let us have like wine with our meals and like, she just didn't make it like a scary thing. But she's always like, yeah, I mean, if you go get blackout drunk, you're going to be like vomiting and sick and embarrass yourself in front of everyone. And I do think sometimes adults need to be told that, where it's like, you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have 10 drinks.
Yes. You need to lean hard into a pregame, but as soon as you go out, 1 drink an hour.
Yeah.
Like, lean hard, but then you're like, I don't feel it now. You will. As Kendall said with the edible.
Yeah. But all right. Well, there we go.
Good luck with your trips
to Miami.
Good luck to Miami.
Good luck to that. I mean, also just traveling with big groups is hard. I don't often do that. I feel like the biggest group, I mean, I just went on a cruise, which was,
sorry.
I never stopped fucking talking about it. I loved this group. That was with 6 people.
Yeah.
So that was, but it was like, there's so much to do on a cruise.
Yeah.
So sometimes we would have most meals together just because we liked hanging out, like we were there together. But, there was one night I went to bed early, if you can believe it, and everyone else hung out. There were nights that some people went and did this. And it was, and everyone was like very normal people. Not to say normal is a bad word to say, I guess, but like very considerate, understanding people who were just like, no one was trying to get like on top of the boat naked and try to drive it. Like, it was also Alaskan cruise, which is a different vibe. Everyone knows what cruise I went on. They don't need to hear it again, but.
Yeah. No, I think the Alaskan cruise has gotten some good publicity from you being like, guys. But
it was fun.
I'm trying to think about like advice for if you've never hung out with someone overnight, like how to like just check to see if they're normal to hang out with overnight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I would start with a small trip.
Yeah, do something with them where you stay out late with them before the trip.
Yeah.
And if they start to get weird or ditch you, or like leave you with the bill, that's when you should be like, we can't room together.
Yeah. I think especially if you're going somewhere far away, like you need to, there are so many people who are so deeply inconsiderate constantly, where it's like everyone does something inconsiderate. Like that is not, it's like it happens. But there are people who truly, you're like, you've never thought, you just never think in your day-to-day life how what you're doing affects other people.
Oh yeah, go out to dinner with them. And if they like nickel and dime you, don't go to vacation with them.
But if they're like, how much was the tip exactly?
Yeah.
I mean, unless they're like, send me the receipt and I can do whatever.
Yeah.
But there are people, or, you know, see how they interact with the waiter.
Yeah.
Really test them out. Really.
Yes. Apply some
or
pressure.
Even just how the plans go. It's like, if you schedule time and they show up, 20 minutes late, but don't really communicate. Yeah. Or like whatever. It's like, yeah, all that can. But I think like a one night trip you can get through with anybody unless they're truly a sociopath murderer, maybe. Yeah. But like besides that, if you have a really shitty night with one person, but it's just for one night, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But I think there are people who will meet someone and be like, let's go to Cabo.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would hesitate to do that.
That's also, but like, that's like a tiny version of love bombing. Where if you meet someone and they're just like so many plans with you immediately, it's maybe they don't have any intention for like relationship, but that should be a little bit of a red flag.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I agree. Well, there you go. Everyone comment down below if you're watching on YouTube. If you have a Miami story or if you've been on a bad vacation or if you've had a great vacation.
Or if you live in Miami.
If you live in Miami or if you were that woman who's working at the Publix sub counter. How are you doing?
Yeah.
Since someone's asked you recently. Subscribe to us here on YouTube. You can also listen to us on Spotify, Apple Music, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Thank you, guys. We put out new episodes every Wednesday, so we will talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Finding a doctor is truly the hardest thing on planet Earth, which is so unfortunate because when you're feeling really sick, the last thing you want to do is talk to an old man who has no idea what you're going through and doesn't understand anything about medical stuff or science and just tells you to drink more water. That is just the worst feeling ever. And that's why I use ZocDoc. If you listen to this podcast, you know I'm obsessed with ZocDoc. It's the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Go to ZocDoc.com/BCC and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/BCC. ZocDoc.com/BCC.